smoking shop. That
Wait,
smells like
fire.
Fire
alarm. Oh no.
Welcome back
to Bareface Banter.
This is a shit show already.
Dang, they don't make noise.
These are some cheapy ass things you got, girl.
Well, welcome back. It's our 10th episode. We're 10!
Who knew we'd make it this far?
I did.
I thought the only one who believes in us is Anelli.
Hey!
Well, I'm kidding.
No, it's our 10th episode, guys. So, was there something on me?
Yes.
Was there the little streamers?
Yeah.
Well, we're doing a facial episode for anybody listening. So, we are back in Miranda's studio space. Oh. And today we are actually doing a special facial, which I'm really happy about. When there's holidays, it just makes these so much more fun.
Yeah, I like to create like fun facials throughout the year to make things exciting.
And this one is called the Detox and Chill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for Mother's Day because moms all need to chill. Not that they need to chill, but like they could appreciate a chill. And who doesn't like a good detox?
But they also do need to chill.
Yeah. Sometimes
moms be crazy, you know?
Sometimes they be helicopters. Just a little, but we love them. But yeah, so let's check in. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I had a full weekend of clients.
Yeah, you were so busy yesterday.
I was. Yesterday was not a weekend though.
I know, but you're still so busy. Like I consider any day before today the weekend because we don't see each other.
Yeah, true, true, true. No, but my weekend was good. How was yours?
It was good. It was literally so busy because on Friday, it was supposed to be a chill weekend for us because we just got back, from our trip. So we were like, oh, okay, like we'll just chill. And some of my friends and coworkers were going to a hockey game. And so I was like, oh, Zach, do you want to go? So we went last minute. So before we did that though, I have these moments and Zach just, it's just perfect on the personality test because we're going to bring it up in this episode. But I'm really impatient. And when I want something, I want something. And so I was like,
yeah, we know.
Bitch.
We know.
I was like 10 seconds from purchasing a membership at Cycle Bar again. Because I used to have a membership with them for like 2 years. And I love cycling. Like cycling's like my favorite style of workout. I've really fallen off working out. I haven't worked out in like literally 7 months. And so I was going to purchase a membership again. And then I said, Anelli, don't do that. And so I was like, why don't I just get a stationary bike? And so I was like, at first I was like, oh, I'll just get like any old stationary bike. And then I think Zach said something about a Peloton and he was like, oh, is that like a Peloton? And then I was like, oh, why don't I get a Peloton? And I was like,
so you just got a Peloton? Like,
yes,
that's new.
I just bought it, but I didn't buy a brand new one. I was smart and cheap, I guess. But this lady, she was so nice. She bought it. And then she said she got pregnant, she had like a terrible dream that she was going to like fall off of it and die. And so she was like, I just like literally never rode it again.
What
so she barely used it. The plastic was still on everything.
Oh my gosh.
And so I basically got a brand new Peloton for like.
Where did you find it?
On Facebook Marketplace.
Oh yeah, the best.
And I literally got it for like $600 after I bought new pedals and they retail for $1,500.
Yeah, they're expensive.
So I'm pretty happy with my purchase. But so we did that. We picked up the Peloton. Then we went straight to a hockey game. And then the next day it snowed in Big Bear. And so it was like the last time we could ski. And one of my friends, it was her boyfriend's birthday. So we went skiing. So we woke up at 6 a.m, went to Big Bear. Then Hemi had an event. So we drove from Big Bear to Costa Mesa. And then I think I fell asleep the second I got home. So my weekend was like super busy. And then Sunday we were going to film, but we didn't because we weren't feeling it.
Mm-mm.
What did I do on Sunday?
You said you had a chill day.
Yeah. I don't know what I did though. I think I did something. This comes back to like, you remember we were like, when someone asks me about a weekend, I literally I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, no. I actually forgot. I went to Pechanga.
What? Wait, when?
On Friday night. I was gambling with daddy's money.
Oh, like actual dad?
Yeah, my dad.
Aw, wait, so did you go with your parents?
Yeah, I went with my parents. It was my mom's birthday.
Oh, okay, so that's where you went.
And, like,
that's
it was
fun.
Funny because, like, whenever I go to Pechanga, I'm always up because it's, like, not my money, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
of course.
My mom was laughing at me because, like, the second I got there, my dad gives me his, like, ticket that he had money on, his voucher,
mm-hmm.
and then he also hands me cash, and then my mom like gives me her ticket. And so I was already up and then they were like, go, go, go play. And like, if I went, if I like lost some money, they're like, here's more. So I'm like, I literally came back with like $1,500.
Oh my God, Miranda.
I know, because I won one of the jackpots. It was like a great, yeah.
Wait, what do you play? Do you play like blackjack or whatever?
No,
do you,
dude,
just do
just
slots?
The slots? Yeah, the slot machines. Oh, but my God. I had a feeling, I sat down on one of the machines and I was like, this one's going to hit.
Wow. I've never gambled in my life. I think I told you this. When we were doing the angel numbers, I've literally never gambled.
I know. Remember I called it a lottery machine?
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's definitely not a lottery machine. It's a slot machine.
Okay, I do want to dermaplane you though, so I think we should do that off camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 2 seconds, guys.
All right, we're back.
Hello. Here we are.
Back from dermaplaning and I am prepping an exfoliant for Anneli's face. It is, what's going on? What's wrong with you?
There was something on me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're using mint poppy seed polish.
Yeah, because like we said, it's detox and chill. So it's minty, it's charcoaly, it's relaxing. And she actually put peppermint, I think, something on the towel. And I keep doing this because it smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
It
smells great.
Oh, what's this?
This is the mint polish.
What is a polish?
An exfoliant. It's basically polishing your skin, making it look really shiny. And
but it's not making my skin go
like spicy.
Yeah.
No, this one shouldn't be that spicy. You might feel a little spicy.
She said
right
keyword
now.
That spicy.
Well, because your skin right now is a little compromised.
Yeah. So we've talked about it before. I have pretty durable skin because I don't really like go in the sun often and do a bunch of stuff. But when I went to Big Bear, it was really sunny, and even though I was wearing sunscreen, I didn't like reapply. Sorry, Miranda. And the wind always gets me from like skiing down, you know.
She basically has a wind burn on her face right now.
A little bit, yeah. So. And I usually don't, but it's just on my cheeks. So when Miranda dermaplaned me, she went a little easier on it than she normally would. So still a good dermaplane, still works. Still got rid of that nasty stuff on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't burn at all, by the way.
Okay. It might have a little slight tingle when I like move it in.
No.
Move it
fine.
In.
Moving in.
Moving in. What the hell was I talking about?
No. Wait, didn't you say something funky earlier?
I'm always saying funky shit.
I guess that's true.
My mind works funky.
But one of the things that we mentioned last week was...
Speaking of funky.
Yeah, but we were talking about personalities and love languages and all of those things. And if you haven't heard our episode last week, we talked about our love languages. So this week, like 2 or 3 episodes ago, we talked about personality tests and things like that. So we did take ours. And to no shock to us, we ended up with the same one. And so I'll share the results with you guys in just a second here. But
so I guessed Anneli's like very quickly.
And then she ended up
and
taking
I was like,
the test.
Oh, guess mine. And she's like, if I had to guess, we are the exact same.
Yeah, we're
and
literally the
she's
same.
She's not wrong. So ENTJ is
wow,
what.
Wow, you had that memorized?
Yeah, ENTJA.
Dang, that's crazy, girl.
What do you mean?
Miranda, okay, we'll just be honest
That's
here.
That's part of our personality.
I literally forgot my passcode for my phone when we were recording this just now, and we had to call Zach because I locked myself out of my phone. Mind you, I've locked myself out of my computer before. We called Zach for what my passcode was, so don't even act like I'm going to remember anything. It's no buenos for me.
Well, then.
Okay. Oh.
How does this feel?
You literally just got that in my eye.
Actually?
You literally.
Like, actually, oh, shit, don't move. Sorry.
Oh, what is that?
It's my finger.
Brother,
Let me see how, do you feel it?
No, we're good. Okay, I just was like, oh, surprising.
Okay, so.
Okay, there's, like, poppy seeds all over this napkin.
Mm-hmm.
Since that 4K camera catches every freaking booger and hair I have on my fucking face, dude.
Every booger and hair.
Literally. But, oh so, God. She did a, what was it?
A poppy seed polish, which was her chemical exfoliant.
I'm sorry, I can't even think because.
And now we are doing lymphatic drainage with facial cupping.
A moment for the people listening. I'm going to put the mic here.
Okay, ready?
Oh, wait. Not a good one. What?
I don't know if they could hear that. There we go.
Oh, you definitely heard that one.
That was a good one.
But so since this is detox and chill, we wanted to just do a lymphatic draining situation.
Because come closer to me. If you can, please. Thank you.
But while she's doing this, I wanted to go over, if possible. Yeah, we can do this, yeah?
Yeah, our personalities.
Yeah, no, I was just saying. Oh?
What?
If you could do it while I was reading this.
Yeah.
Like, can you do it while I talk?
Yeah.
It might be like that time where you're like, okay, I want you to act like you're going to get in trouble if you talk. And I was like, okay, so like literally not move my face?
Cool. No, you can move your face with this.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
So when we did our tests, Miranda and I ended up getting the exact same one, which wasn't shocking. Miranda's taken this test before. I took it a very long time ago. And I used to have more of like an introverted, but I also teeter in between extroverted and introverted. So we both got, what was it, Miranda?
ENTJA.
There we go. And so the
so it stands for, do you have it pulled up?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull that up.
Extrovert.
Yeah, so we are extroverted, intuitive, thinking, judging, and assertive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is in contrary to if we were introverted, observant, feeling, prospecting, and turbulent. And so I was pretty much in the middle of most of them, except on assertive. I was 63%, which is shocking to literally no one. And so I was 53% extroverted, 56% intuitive, 55% thinking, 57% judging, and 63% assertive. Miranda was 79% extroverted, 72% intuitive, 59% thinking, 58% judging, and 64% assertive. So our assertiveness actually is the same.
Yeah.
Which is not, I guess it's not that shocking. But so what some of them that are confusing, the intuitive versus observant. So intuitive says you are likely very imaginative and open-minded, focusing on hidden meanings and distant possibilities. And then the judging, it's not just judging. It says you're likely organized, decisive, and thorough, valuing structure and planning over spontaneity. And then the assertive bit was, come on, little blip. You are likely self-assert.
Likely self-assured.
Self-assured, even-tempered, and resistant to stress, refusing to worry too much.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think, I got so excited. And what we'll do too is we'll put the link for this website. It is 16. What the heck is that?
What?
Is it a smaller one?
Yeah, it's a baby.
Oh my
one.
God, it's so cute.
I know.
It was just so cold. I was like, what the heck? I thought it was metal at first.
How does it feel?
It feels nice. Mm-hmm. For people listening, it's basically, you know, when you are.
Imagine it takes out all the blackheads when I do it.
Dude, that'd be so dope. That would make my life so easy.
Because it doesn't hurt.
But you know, when you are like basting a chicken or a turkey or something, you know, you're using like a turkey baster, that's basically what the end of this looks like. It basically looks like a turkey baster with it like cut in the middle, so it's basically just the tube, and then Miranda is using the little bally part to just get
some
suction.
So I actually did this one time on a client after she had rhinoplasty.
Mm-hmm.
Her nose was actually still taped up from her nose surgery.
Shut up.
And she came in and we avoided obviously the nose area, but we did lymphatic drainage with cupping and also with my hand. So I did lymphatic hand massage and also with
Damn.
The cupping.
Nice.
Her entire like swelling around this area like went down completely. Like we took before and afters and she literally left like
20 pounds lighter on
yes.
the face. Dude, I freaking wish I had that when I got my nose
yeah.
done. I looked like a fat cow. No, legit. I didn't bruise because I took vitamin K before,
so
but
bad.
Dude, and when I would sleep without the cast on my nose, forget about it. I literally woke up with my nose the size of my entire face. It was awful.
Oh my gosh.
But anyways, for the 16 personalities, we'll put the link in the bio, or not bio, description. Why did I say bio? What am I, an influencer? Link in bio. But the link will be in the description. A lot of people wanted the love language one that we did too. So I'll add that into the video.
From last week.
Yes. Okay. And then the one for 16 personalities we will put in the description because it's really fun. And it literally only took us like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. And I sent it to literally everyone and their cousin, my sisters and I, which is so surprising because I feel like we're very different. But we all got the exact same one as well. So that we all got Commander, and we all got the Assertive, which isn't shocking. But my sister Talia was like the most opinionated, I guess, in the sense of her, she really like, instead of being in the 50s, she was like a 70 or an 80 or a 90 for a lot of them.
Yeah, kind of like how I was for extroverted.
Yes.
Because I'm more extroverted than introverted.
Yeah. And so she was pretty strong-willed on most of her decisions on those questions, unlike me, where I was like, well, maybe, maybe not, maybe yes, I don't know. So I was a little bit more in the middle. Lysandra, my other sister, she was a little bit more than me, a little less than Talia. And then I had some other people, like Zach took it. My mom took one, and Zach and my mom got the same one, which makes so much sense because those two will sit and talk for like hours and hours. But they got the Campaigner. Couldn't tell you what it means. But they, my mom got like the Assertive one, Zach got the Turbulent version of it, and a bunch of different people took them. So it's really fun to see. And it's just kind of nice because you look at it and Zach was like, this stuff kind of worries me because what if I feel like I have to start acting like it? And then he was like, wait, no, that's stupid, because we started reading it and he was like, wait, that actually is me. And I'm like, duh, you took the test. So is there poppy seeds on me? What the hell? I'm going to be looking like a fucking poppy seed muffin from Costco. Zach's gonna be like, what the hell is that, bro?
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
What?
I'm mixing up the mask.
Oh, the...
Oh, I need to do your extractions first. I just remembered.
Oh, thank God.
Should
you remember.
Should we do that off camera? Or are you gonna be okay?
We can try, and if I hate it, I hate it.
Okay,
you know?
Well, how about you talk about your two-timing story while I do it so that... Are you gonna be able to talk?
Ooh, I don't know. But I can tell it quickly because it's a pretty quick... My story's not that long. Miranda's is probably going to be a little longer than mine. But so my story was, I was in high school and I was like dating this guy, sort of started talking to him. We like liked each other end of middle school into high school, I think. And then just maybe don't start on my nose.
That's where I'm going to start.
I know, but maybe don't start there so I can actually tell my story.
Nelly. You know what
I
mean?
I got a pimple up there. Start there.
No, that's not extractable.
Okay, fuck it. Anyways, I was in high school and
just don't be a little bitch.
I don't know if I can do this. Let's see. Fuck, dude. Already?
Okay. We might have to cut this out.
Yeah, there's no fucking way.
That was a stressful adventure.
Well, we're back from that.
Oh my god.
Hot Mess
dry.
Express. What?
Oh shit.
What? I forgot you mixed. Mixed the mask.
Oh my gosh. Okay, okay, okay. It's okay. We're going to apply it. And it's
this is a bad time to tell you I have to sneeze.
Terrible. No, just kidding. Go ahead.
I don't think it's going to come out. It's fine.
Oh god.
Anyway.
We're silence. Applying the.
Oh.
Detox.
Oh my god. Is it dark?
It's black.
That's gonna look so cool on camera. Please don't pour it on me this time.
No, it's thicker.
Okay, nice. Thicker than a snicker.
Today we got it thicker, so.
Okay, so what I was saying as Miranda started torturing me was that I was in middle school, high school. I was talking to this guy, and this is my two-timing story. He and I were like basically dating or whatever, but I don't think it was like official. Like we like were, you know, seeing each other, whatever you call it when you're in freaking high school. We were a thing. That's what it is. And so
I remember when we used to
remember like, oh yeah, we're a thing. But so we one time went to the mall and he was like, oh yeah, like come to the Irvine Spectrum. If you live in Orange County, you know exactly what that is. All the teeny boppers are at the fucking Spectrum with their friends and they think they're so cool. And every time I go to that mall and I see little kids, I'm like, ew, I can't believe I was one of these children. Anyways, so he had us go there. So I went there with one of my friends and we all met up or whatever. So he was hanging out with me and I didn't know that he was talking to someone else at the time. Mind you, we went to the same school. The girl he was talking to went to another school in Irvine. Totally different school, not even that close. And I don't even know how the fuck they knew each other. Okay. So he was like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna go to the bathroom or whatever at one point. And I was like, okay, whatever. Or he was like, oh, I'm gonna go to meet up with someone else. So I like didn't
stop. I already know where
like
this
his
is
friends
going.
Or whatever, right? He was like, oh, I'm gonna go meet up with, let's just say Bobby. I don't know. That's not a person's name, but let's just say. And so I was like, oh, okay, like, we'll see you in a little bit, whatever. And then, of course, we just did, like, the Apple Store thing where you used to just take pictures of yourself and the Apple Store people hated you.
What are you talking about?
You never did that?
What are you talking about?
You never went to the Apple Store and took pictures on their computers?
Dude, that's weird. Who does that?
Someone's going to agree with me that that was the thing that we did. You would literally go to the Apple Store.
Why?
And use,
just publicly?
You would use, no, you would use the photo booth and take pictures.
And then keep it on their phone?
No, you would doubt, you would, like, send it to yourself.
That's weird.
Anyways, it was the thing. And then you would, like, make it the background. Anyways, whatever. Apparently, Miranda didn't have a social life.
Shut up. Okay.
Okay, so I had no idea that while we were at the mall, he just decided to go and hang out with this other girl. She had no idea that I was there either.
No way.
So he had her at, like, the movie theater. So, like, the other side, not you literally putting that in my nose.
I'm trying to.
Hello? Miranda, what the fuck, dude?
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Stop. I'm going to sneeze now.
Okay, good.
Good, oh, good.
Well, it'll come out.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. We want you to sneeze. Like, I'm halfway sitting on my chair right now. If I fall right now and eat shit, oh my God. Wait, turn your head. Turn your head.
Okay, dang.
Okay, because I can't see shit. Girl, my peripheral.
You got to get some glasses.
My
dang.
Peripheral vision is.
Peripheral's your sides. What are you talking about? You what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, like your peripheral. Huh? Your face. I can't see.
Got it. Okay. You look at my chin. You always forget
my
chin.
Oh my God. The chin.
Anyways, so I had no idea that he had her, like, by the movie theater, and I was all the way on the other side. So he, the whole night, instead of just being an honest person, he was going back and forth between the two of us the whole fucking night.
No way.
Swear to God.
Like, watching half of the movie with her and then.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving her to come to you. Like, he's like, I'll be in back. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Yep.
How many times does this man go to the bathroom?
Dude, he went back and forth, like, a couple times that night.
Okay, but, like, how did you not catch that?
Because I was, like, 15 and I didn't think about it. Oh.
Just wipe it there. The amount of times the man has, I would be like, do you have diabetes? You
but this is the thing, like, all of our friends were there, so I was like, oh, like, maybe he, girl, I didn't know what diabetes was.
No, I'm just saying, because there's usually, if you're diabetic, you pee a lot. So I'm like, why does this man need to go to the bathroom so often?
Girl, I don't know. I was stupid and apparently, like, smitten. Anyway, we didn't find out until later. I don't even remember how the hell we found out that he was two-timing us. But I think, like, she messaged me, I messaged her, and we basically were like, why the fuck are you talking to so-and-so? And then we ended up finding out that he had been two-timing us the whole time. So we ended up being friends and saying, fuck him. And then what I ended up finding out from her was that he was hooking up with my, like, one of my best friends.
No way.
And that night.
At the same time?
At that night at the mall, he kissed her. My friend, who was there with me.
What the heck?
Dude, so fucked up.
I can't believe this.
Anyway, fast forward. Neither of us dated him. We got over him. Next. And you know what's the most fucked up part, actually? That person that I'm talking about, he asked my ex-boyfriend, because he and I were still really close friends, if it was okay to date me. And then all that shit.
He asked before.
Yeah, permission to be like, because they were friends. So he was like, hey, like, is it cool if I date Anelli?
Oh my God.
And then he still went and did all that shit.
What a freaking.
Can
so
you
he's
believe
like
that?
Trying to be like the nice guy and then like.
Yeah, and then he was a dick.
Wow.
Anyway, so.
Well, I also have a two-timing story, but mine was more recent.
Oh.
Mine was a few years ago.
Spill the beans.
Not
girl.
In high school. He's one of my neighbors.
Uh-oh.
We dated for a few months.
And
also we also weren't official in the beginning, because obviously
okay,
we're
yeah.
dating or whatever.
A thing.
But then
in high school terms.
No, right. But we made it official at some point.
Okay.
And
like dating or like exclusively seeing each other?
Exclusively seeing each other. Okay. At some point, like down
yeah,
the line,
yeah,
a few
yeah,
months
yeah.
in or whatever. And
by the way, I just want to tell you, I don't know what it is about this mask right now, but it feels so much cooler and chiller than all the other ones. And it feels so nice.
It's probably because your skin. It's
dude,
not.
No, it feels so good. Like, maybe it's because you use that, the poppy seed and mint. Maybe that's what it is, too.
No. I think it's because your skin, like, needs the cooling. Like, it's going to, your barrier is not as.
It's compromised.
I'm telling you, Anelli.
Okay, well,
you.
It feels really good right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, that's good. We need this.
Anyways.
So
I'm just
anyways.
Saying, I'm enjoying my detox and chill.
I'm glad you are. Glad, I'm glad. So we made things official, whatever, but the entire time, the same month him and I met, is the same time he was also talking to this other girl and dating her. And yeah, dude, crazy story, because basically how we found out was through Instagram.
No, it's always the, hey, girl.
Yeah, I actually messaged her because I saw it first.
How did you see it? Like, he tagged her or something?
No, not even that. I don't even remember, but you know how sometimes you just stumble upon things?
Dude, like, she, like, comments I wasn't on looking something
for
and you're
it.
Like,
yes, it wasn't like I was looking for it, because I had a hunch. Because I had found something.
Intuition.
Yeah. I had found something in his car and I was like, this is weird. And when I asked him about it, he kind of like acted like, oh no, he tried to be cool. And I was like, my gut was like, no.
What?
Like, this man is lying.
Damn.
So, but I'm not the type of person to go looking for shit, because I'm like, if it's going to surface, it's going to surface.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't
want
to
yeah.
stress myself out or whatever. So literally a week later or less than that, it surfaced on Instagram. I saw a picture of him on her Instagram is how I found it, on Valentine's Day.
No, Miranda.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And you know what he told me he was doing on Valentine's Day? Because him and I didn't spend Valentine's Day together.
Uh-oh.
He told me he was watching his sister's kids. He was like, I want my sister and her husband to go out, so I'm going to go watch her kids.
What a fucking...
Yeah. So I was like, I'm not like big on like Valentine's Day. Like, I'm like, we can go out any other day. Like, I've never been.
Wait, but that's so fucked up.
I know. So he was with her, and I found her, messaged her, and we compared stories.
Damn,
and
so
a lot of the stuff started
official?
Making sense.
And
after,
then,
yeah.
Did she end up telling you that he said the same thing to her?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
So he was bullshit exclusive with both of you? Damn.
Dude, literally. And then when he got caught. Her and I were in communication. It gets worse. Her and I were in communication. We were, like, basically trying to, like, because at this point we have a mutual enemy, right?
Yeah.
Or so I
thought.
That's
how me and this girl were, too.
Or so I thought. And then, eventually, this girl drops off and stops responding to me, and I'm like, that's weird. He tells me he's no longer talking to her. He wants to be with me, yada, yada, yada. So I'm just, like, my guard is up. I'm like, no.
This
something
sounds
is
like
fishy
this,
because the
this
girl
sounds like
stopped
he
talking to
said
me.
Said the same thing to
right,
her.
Right, right. So he wanted her to stop talking to me because he knew that he was less powerful when we were in contact. So basically, like, he was supposed to take me on a trip for my birthday, and he had everything booked. And I was like,
damn, the commitment.
Dude, I was like, before I go on this trip, I'm going to double check. Like, I had a feeling he was still called the girl again because she stopped responding to me. I was like, before I go, I just need to know. Because I told her, I was like, he's planning on taking me on a trip.
Yeah.
Before I go, I need to know, like, are you still talking to him? And she was like, yeah, we're exclusively together. She's like, we're in a monogamous relationship is what she said. And I was like, girl, you are being
girl,
played.
Girl, do you know what monogamy means?
You are being played. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God,
and I just left
Miranda.
It. And then I just blocked him. I literally didn't even have it. So he took her on the trip. I literally saw pictures on it.
Shut the fuck up. Stop. Not her where you were supposed to be. Like,
I know.
Here's my pina colada.
I was like, I don't want to go on this trip.
Damn,
like,
girl, you matted the fuck out of my hair, Miranda.
Sorry.
It's okay. This head massage is pretty lit. Not going to lie. Oh. She's just back here brushing my hair for anyone that's listening. Miranda was doing as this mask sits in, she is doing a head massage with these little tools.
I do
and
a head massage for everything.
I think you got really into your story and you didn't realize how many circles you were going in, and my hair is now just a fucking giant Tinkerbell knot, but that's okay.
No, I fixed it.
Right.
I fixed it. It's better.
Right. It's better. It's not best. It's better. I can't believe
but
that
yeah,
he did that, dude. So
I
he's
know.
Still your neighbor?
Yes, I saw him today.
Ew! I would literally spit on him.
And I hate that, like, he can still, like, keep tabs on me low-key.
Yeah, yeah,
he, like,
yeah,
knows
yeah.
where I park and, like I don't talk
Wait,
to him.
Wait, maybe me parking my car there is throwing him off.
He always sees people park because I have two spots. So, like, he sees...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have anyone over, it probably throws him off.
Oh,
like,
I'm
me
sure.
or, like, your mom parks. Like, he doesn't know your mom's car.
Right. So he's probably like, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
No, I know. I
You'd
don't
be
even,
throwing him off.
I don't even think he actually cares, but it's just funny. Like, it's just
he
weird.
He probably does, because it sounds like that type of person. It's a game, you know? Like, that's how we figured with him, me and the girl, who, by the way, we're still friends. And, like, literally, we go to cycling classes and see each other all the time. So
that's so funny.
Literally, like...
No, I could not be friends with that girl.
She got
I'm
engaged.
Such a...
No, because... Because
the way
we
she
both...
acted was weird. Like, who
well,
just disappears?
That's the difference.
Yeah.
We both were really honest about it. We were like, oh, this is this. And we both cut it off. I think her and him, like, sort of talked a little bit after. But I was just like, ew, fuck that. And so that's how we were always able to be chill. Because me and her agreed that he was, like, garbage and annoying.
No, but Anelli, it gets worse. I was on the ill fuck that mentality. This girl dated him for an entire year after. Like, actually.
Wait, but maybe she just had low self-esteem that, like, in her mind, she was like, maybe. Oh, he picked me.
Yeah, you know that's how it was. Damn. That's exactly how it was.
That's some psychological
shit. And then, literally dates her for a year. I don't know what the hell happened to them, but now he's got a baby with another woman. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up!
I see all of this because, like, he's my neighbor. Why do
I... Wait, first of all, I just sound like Ronald McDonald. I said, shut the fuck up! Oh no, I just peeled the whole mask off my face.
Oh my god, stop smiling.
Sorry.
I just hate that I see him.
You don't get to move forward like that. Does the baby and his baby mama live with him?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, same apartment and everything?
Yes. I saw Miranda. Yeah, I saw her when she was pregnant and everything. I was like, damn. This is crazy. Yeah, I saw her.
So do you think
that
like overlapped with those that girl and him dating?
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. That's what I'm saying. And I think maybe he like
Scum of the scum.
Right.
But see, that's what I was gonna say. Like, me and that girl, we figured out like his thing is he likes like winning. Like, he likes that, like,
it's like a challenge.
He's conniving and he's sneaky and like the high of getting caught, I think, is like what some of those people like.
I don't know.
No, because bitch, literally I was 18 or 19 and I was like working in mortgage and he did too, I guess. And he literally like messaged me and was like, hey, you look great. Like, I see you work in mortgage. And I was like, ew.
Like, years later.
Ew, dude.
Oh my god.
Brother,
Like, that's gonna be the title of this podcast.
No, but like, I can't. I was like, ew. And I ended up texting the girl and I was like, stop, I'm dead. He literally reached out to me and she was like, ew, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he's still like single. So I'm like,
well, I don't even think I literally blocked this man after. So yeah. I was like,
Miranda, if I was you, that's so fucked up. That's he fucked with you psychologically at an age that he should not be doing that. He is too grown to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
At the very least, like, mine was like in high school. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, we are all stupid little kids. But, like, that man was fully dating you. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine now, but it was definitely a time when I was like,
but that's crazy.
Actual fuck is going on.
That's so much more work.
And everyone that I, like, told this story to at the time, I remember, they're like, damn, he's ballsy. You literally are his neighbor.
Dude, that's what I'm
like,
saying.
Like, how do you hide that for so long?
Oh, did you? Wow, that one's perfect.
I know, it's my favorite.
Wait, oh. Okay, but we got to make sure you didn't leave any on my chin this time.
Okay. Oh, shit, there's a ton.
Dude, last time she did one of
literally
these,
black
I
everywhere.
Had a green goatee on me for like, I don't even know, like 5 minutes. And then Miranda finally realized it when she looked down. And then I had like a little piece on my lips. I'm sure I have it everywhere, but you're going to get it off with the towel.
You literally have it everywhere.
That's fine.
Unfortunately, we don't have another towel because I didn't prep enough.
No.
Okay. We're going to have to peel this off.
It's okay. It's okay because we're still talking about our stories, so it works out. Yeah. But I think people like that, they just like getting, they get high off that shit, dude. They're like sick. That's what they enjoy more than the relationship.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Damn, like, that girl who had a baby with him, I wonder if she knows.
There's no way.
Maybe she just got like locked in.
Maybe she got, you.
You know what I mean? Like, Shouldn't he got her pregnant and she couldn't get out.
That's awful.
I mean, if I got pregnant by someone like that and I found that out, I'd be out. Fuck that. I don't need you.
You're like, I'd be out.
Yeah, you wouldn't see this baby ever.
But like the other girl was not pregnant and she was just like, okay, like we're
no, I think that girl, he like, fed her the like, it was always you.
Yeah, because he tried that with me and I was like, you're full of shit. Like I knew right away. I was like, mm-mm.
Yeah, no.
Like,
So that girl wasn't your neighbor, though. She was, like, some random chick.
No, but he used to bring her over. That's what's crazy. And you know what's crazy? We were, like, comparing stories. And she was like, so was that your purple hydro flask at his house that one time? Like, she had details.
Shut
And
up.
I was like, yes. And she told me,
so messy.
And he told her that it was his brother's wives. Like, he, like, had a whole
dude,
thing, like.
This man is a pathological liar.
You have black all underneath your nose, dude. Look at your nose.
Miranda! This
stop.
Whole time.
Wait,
stop. Look at my neck. right. Look. Help me. Wait, not me. Hold looking. On. Stop. I literally just went to look into my microphone. That
was the mirror. Hold it up so I can see, because I literally can't see. Not like that. You just see your up your nose, dude. I can't.
Like this?
Yeah, like that. Oh my god.
Stop. So not us having Does a full on. No. Oh. I'm not ticklish on my neck, remember?
Oh yeah, I am.
No, not us having a full on conversation. Like there wasn't fucking tar on my.
Looks like tar. It does look like tar.
It's okay. My chin needed. Oh.
Look, it's literally on the side of your mouth.
Miranda, I think you're gonna
just get another towel.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
BRB, guys.
All right, Miranda's back and she has a cold towel. So ow. What? What'd you do?
Nothing. Okay.
All right. Let's get this tar off my face. It's not even that bad.
It feels good. Your face is so much less red,
dude. That detox. I was telling you that cooling felt nice.
Yeah.
What do you think was red from the exfoliant? Because my skin is like my barrier. No,
like you had red skin like from your trip.
Oh, I see what you mean. Damn, like
it
this
was irritated.
This would have been the time for the LED light.
I could put you under it.
No, like, it's
off,
fine.
Off podcast, but
off podcast.
Offline.
What are you doing after
do you
this?
Have it on your nose still?
No, I pulled it off. It's right here. Look, see?
I need to see. Yeah, give me that. Turn it up a little bit. There we go. Ooh, yeah, okay. All right. This is so much better.
For anyone listening, there's literally black. Oh, all over my lips. Miranda is trying to fish hook me yet again.
It's under your eye, too.
Oh, my close God. Hot. My eye is closed. Girl, what the hell? You guys, this was supposed to be chill. I think I've jinxed it. I'm still holding this mirror. Do you need this mirror here?
This is not how it's going to go when you book it, though, dude.
Speaking
of that, we need to tell everybody our Easter egg.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're offering
Need this mirror anymore? I'm still holding it.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
We're offering 20% off.
I
know.
You guys get 20%. You get 20.
Stop turning your head.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay.
20% off. She just yanked my head. You get 20% off. At this point, it's 100 because I've said 20 like six times. Oh.
So this also has mint. It's watermelon mint spray. It's part of the. Part of the theme.
Okay, as I was saying, fucking bitch, moving on to random shit. 20% off with code MOM on any facial with Miranda for Mother's Day. Okay. So you can get any facial. This specific facial is the Detox and Chill. So if you want that, that's what we're doing today, which is it started out with her regular double cleanse, and then she did dermaplaning. She did extractions on me, but before the extractions, she did the, what was it? Poppy seed.
Mm-hmm.
Poppy exfoliant. Seed mint exfoliant.
Yeah. Mint poppy seed exfoliant.
She did the dermaplaning and then
extractions.
Lymphatic.
After.
Lymphatic jelly draining. Mask. And then she did the charcoal jelly mask. Mm-hmm. And then she is putting on finishing products for me right now. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So that's perfect timing for our thoughts for thoughts. And I don't even need to pull it up because I literally remember it. Because this came up in one of our regular conversations
earlier today,
and we were talking about
go ahead and say it, Anneli.
Can I say what it was?
Yes.
Like the situation?
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Regardless, we were talking about something and boxers and briefs came up, okay? Miranda basically was talking about this dude who
stop. Okay, we don't need to give all the details.
Okay, no secret details, sorry.
They're not like part of the clan yet, you know.
If you become a subscriber, no, I'm just kidding. Join our Patreon.
No, I'm kidding. No, but
no, so basically it came up in a conversation because we were talking about boxers or briefs, not in anything sexual. Don't get anyone twisted. Moms, dads, don't freak out. It wasn't like that. And apparently there was this guy and he was wearing boxers. Mind you, this man is like in his 30s. And I think anyone in their 30s wearing boxers is insane. So the question and the thought for thought today is boxers or briefs? And also, is it weird for a man over the age of 12 to be wearing Boxers.
I don't think it freaking matters.
To me, I say yes. Boxers.
Why does it matter?
Boxers are for children, bro.
Dude, it's not a thing for, like, if they make them for adults, they're for adults too. Nope,
they're for children.
That's like saying diapers is for, like, they have adult diapers.
Boxers are for babies. Okay?
No, they're not,
I personally am telling you.
Why do you say that?
Miranda, I'm telling you right freaking now. If I was dating a guy and we are getting hot and heavy and he's like taking his pants off and he's wearing boxers that are touching his knees that look like fucking swim trunks, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. As quickly as I got in here, I am leaving. Fuck. Why? No. That's no, 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 no. It is just weird to me. Sorry for anyone who wears boxers, but reconsider your life.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't think that.
Here's my 57 or 67% judging coming in.
I don't think that. I don't give a shit. Oh. Whatever the hell you want to wear is what you want to wear.
Oh, is this the avocado oil?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're so nice to me. Thank you. Even though this is the worst application ever.
I can't see.
Okay,
I
literally should have just put it on my bottom. I spit on myself.
Did you eat it? Do you want to do it yourself then?
No. I'm good.
The judgment, bro.
I think that it's weird. I just don't like boxers. They freak me out. They look really adolescent to me, and it's just like childlike, and I don't like it. So if you're wearing briefs, perfect. Zach already wears briefs. We're set.
You're such an idiot, dude.
Why?
I don't know why he likes you.
Come here, bitch.
Just like, Zach already wears briefs, so we're Gucci. Like, who does that?
Me. Zach would
like,
be,
what
Zach,
if you want,
you know,
to
what?
Wear a specific
Zach,
type
you know
of underwear
what?
And
you know
he was, like, judging you based off of your underwear choice? Like, that's weird.
If I wore granny panties to fun time, I would want him to judge me. Okay? If I wore...
Wait, so you're comparing boxers to granny panties?
Yes.
Oh, it's that bad for you?
Bro, you know the underwear you got when you were little and they're like bright purple and they had like the white bands on the side? They're like unicorns and shit, and the fucking band is like so big. You know what I'm talking about? That's the equivalent to boxers,
stop.
AKA granny panties.
Stop,
because granny panties look like that. Bro,
really,
to me,
imagine
whitey
all
tidies,
the guys looking, going buying new
bro,
briefs now because they're
whitey tidies and boxers are the same to me. Same thing.
No,
yes, bro.
Annelie, that's
yes,
extreme.
Bro. No, that's how I feel. Sorry,
that is extreme.
That's my opinion.
That is extreme.
That is my opinion.
Okay,
you
well,
apparently don't care. So Miranda has
thoughts.
No problem with people wearing boxers. Anneli says,
and also a side that. Note: what I just applied on her chest was a. Does it feel cool yet?
Yeah.
It should start to feel cool.
Feels very chill.
It's minty, kind of like it's similar to Bengay, but it cools down the.
No, it's like Biofreeze.
Is it not Bengay? Is that the same thing?
Bengay and Biofreeze
for like
are
muscle.
It is a menthol based product. I will tell you
there
since
you
Miranda's struggling over here. It is a menthol based product, and it is called.
It's a pain reliever.
Yes, but it's for like muscle tension, or you know, I really could
yes.
use more of this on my back because my Peloton, like I said.
Yeah. So that is what I applied, and it's just a nice little.
I don't
ending
know why
to
your
the
hands just freaked
facial,
me the fuck out.
And.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done with the facial.
Wait, did you put the moisturizer on me?
I did.
Wow. How did I not even realize that? What were we talking about?
Do you
want
to see your skin?
Oh, yeah.
Look it up.
Oh.
Look at it.
Wait, what?
Do you like
I
it?
Look so much less red.
Yeah.
Dang, girl, look at that nose. You guys, mm-hmm. we all know my biggest problem is my nose. Mm-hmm. So whenever I say that.
Large pores. We've said it on day one. Since
what
episode
did you, no,
one.
Sorry, thick pores.
That's what I said. Thick
bitch. Anyways, that is our episode for this week. It's our 10th episode, so give me a high five. I really thought that something was going to fall on my face. But for our 10th episode, I'm just...
Take my gloves off.
Yeah, I'm just really happy that we got here. I mean, it seems like a small milestone, but 10 is pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
And
10 weeks.
Yeah.
That's literally more than 3 months. No, wait, that was bad math. We're almost at 3 months.
This girl... She said she's good at math. Bitch,
I'm not good
where?
At mental math, though.
We can tell. Anyways, 10 episodes. Thank you guys for listening and for watching. And yeah, we post every Thursday. Again, if you want to rate us 5 stars, wonderful. If you don't want to rate us 5 stars, please don't rate us. If you are watching the video, comment, like, subscribe. Are
thumbs
you picking
up.
Things out of my hair? And don't forget that we post every Thursday. Once a month, it's this wonderful facial episode, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.